Eh bien, bonjour Monica et Akash, merci and thank you in English to welcome us as Roville Radio in your nice place, which is the Maitreyi farm. So you are doing a hydroponic green salad, right? Or this kind of green, hydroponic green. This experiment is quite astonishing because it's in a small place where you bring all that water on the roof, on the top. And I'd like first to know how came to you this idea to do that, because it's the first time that I can see that here in Auroville.
Yeah, actually we started with alternative farming about 5 years ago. We got interested in aquaponics, which is basically even more futuristic than hydroponics, where you use water and plants, but the nutrients come from the fish. So we made an experiment, we started playing around at home, and then we actually wrote a project and we got some funding and we set up a bigger system in at EV Future in Sutuk's place. But it was never really that successful because first we didn't know much about what was happening and it was too big and too complex for us to troubleshoot. And then it got destroyed in the cyclone, so we shut that down and we did nothing for about two and a half years. But somehow I was always interested in efficiency and growing using water and stuff, so we started doing some research and came upon hydroponics.
So the research has been done more or less by you because you are a technician, no? That's
not
right?
Really, no, not really, no? Monica is also a biologist.
Oh, yes. Can you tell us about this, about your
background?
Yeah, a little bit, because in fact you are not linked to this before to do it, right?
No, not at all. My studies were more on molecular and cells and genes, and when I came here I never really worked in what I study. I did something else. So that was the first time that I actually worked in something.
How long ago? Just now?
Yeah, 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
Yeah. Oh. So it's the first time that I'm actually doing something related to what I study. But I'm not applying too much of the knowledge. Basically, we are just also experimenting and just learning through what we experiment. I don't feel much advantage because I study all that somehow. No, I feel anyone can learn this system and anyone can replicate it.
So how came? So you explain. It came after the cyclone. This new idea to build that.
Well, it was. Yeah, I mean, basically, we started researching and looking at what other people are doing. There's a whole movement on the net. There are many small hobby systems . And then we started with another system called it was called the Kratky method, K-R-A-T-K-Y. It's developed by a professor in Hawaii, which is a very simple system which requires no pumps, no nothing, where you have a very small tank of water, about 10 centimeters high, covered with styrofoam, and you plant your seedlings inside that. And as the water evaporates, the roots get enough oxygen and so on. It was quite innovative. It was hydroponics, but like a stationary method. So we tried that last year and we had fantastic results in December, January, February. And we thought that we wanted to expand and all that. But then what happened is it got a little bit too hot and then all the plants started dying. So it was clear that that system would not work well in summer. So when we went to Thailand and we went and visited a bunch of hydroponic farms, we met a lady who was very, very friendly. She shared exactly how she's been doing it for the last 10 years in the middle of summer in Thailand and everything. She gave us her formulas. We took pictures. We're in email communication with her. She's giving advice. And then when we came back in July, we started to build these three systems that we have. And it started like basically in September with the actual production and growing lettuce and rucola and basically any green thing. So, and since December, we've been harvesting about more than 30 kilos per month from a small roof of about, 20 square meters?
What happened before was also that when we finished aquaponics, we realized it was too far from our place. So also people were trying to steal fishes, and we have complications also with the neighbors. and also that it was too big for what we did. So in one point, when it didn't work, for some time we didn't do anything. And when we moved to Maitrey, we started a normal vegetable garden here in Maitrey with all the neighbors. And we realized it was too much work. Like, it was like you have to fight the snail, the, I don't know, all the weeds, all the... And then we thought, we are not going to ever manage to grow anything on that small space, that it was so much maintenance. And then for that, we started with on the roof. Yeah. Something very small, something that we can control, and we try to make, like, high productivity out of it.
Yeah. So it's still an experiment, right? It's still a... So what is the vision of your of the future?
We have a friend who's already been thinking about it before we started. He even went to Spain to see some hydroponic farms.
Yeah.
His name is Alok. And he is also now doing the same system as us, but on a larger scale. So he wants to do about 10 beds. He's built the greenhouse. It's already there in Orishilpam.
Oh, there's another experiment.
Yeah, he has started it already last month. And he has nearly his first harvest. So he wants to, again, take it, scale it up, let's say. For us, it's a limited size, so we decide we're going to keep it to this scale and just try and maximize the production and optimize the control and build a system that works.
Yeah.
But it's not about getting bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the vision for you, you mean.
Yeah.
But for Roville, what could be something very valuable for the community, I mean?
The people can grow their own vegetables, the people can have on their own roofs, they can grow their own food, or they can exchange with other communities. If some people are into lettuce, the others are into tomatoes, the other, they can be more sustainable. And also that you control what it comes on the vegetable you are growing. Like, now we know which chemicals we are adding as a nutrients, but there are no pesticides. So we know at least that this is free of pesticides. Well, okay. When you buy on the market, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
So it's a way also of control it's already a quality.
Yeah.
That you are going to increase. And of course you save so much water comparing to the standard agriculture, and you also, you have a lot of, you can put them closer, the vegetables, so you can be more efficient on what you do.
Yeah. So it's not organic food, but it is a chemical, but without pesticide.
Pesticide-free.
Yeah, pesticide-free.
We call them nutrients.
Nutrients, because without nutrients,
the plant will die.
These
are all the essential elements of the plant.
Okay, so in terms of health, for you, it is 100% sure.
Yes.
That's
what all the research has shown. We did a test also. We took it and we did the molecular analysis of the plant, and all the ranges of everything is within the norms.
Yeah.
So it's something which I don't think is even a question if it's good or bad.
If I speak about the quality of taste, because there's the quality of the plant itself, but the taste is something different, huh?
We cannot be partial. We find it's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
We cannot. You have to taste it and you have to tell us.
No, I tasted it. It was good. It was very good. No, but I make interview, you know.
Lettuce is lettuce, so I don't know. I mean, you have to be a lettuce expert to tell if it's better than other lettuce. I don't know. But it's full. It's flavorful. It has the right amount of water in it. So it's not... And it lasts very long. We put our bags in the fridge, and it lasts for 10 days, like new in the fridge. So, people who buy a 200-gram bag...
You put it in bags, huh?
We put it in bags, sealed bags, and they last really for 10 days. So people, one bag lasts somebody for at least a week.
Yeah.
So in that way, I think it's not something that goes bad quickly. It's something that... Yeah, it's a better quality than what you buy when it's already droopy on the market, because it's come down for some 100 kilometers from Kodaikanal or from wherever. You know, you can't compete with that. It's,
yeah, sure.
Also, what we do, we mix different salads. I mean, different salad leaves, lettuce leaves. So then it creates like a different thing that you don't find here anywhere. You don't find a bag of mixed lettuce and rucola mix.
Can it be... economical way of living, I mean, of selling and make that to earn money with that, or is it for you more an experiment, like, you know, and something to help and to show to the people that it is possible? Both?
The research part is one thing, to show that it's possible. The second thing, one of our aims is to see if a standard rooftop of this size could actually be a supplement to someone's income. There's a high investment, not that high, but there's an investment, but then there's a good monthly return. So what we're doing is we're really doing it like a business, just to see, understand, we're noting everything down, all the productions, yes. all the, you know, just to understand at the end of the day, well, how much you can earn in a year, producing something like this on your roof. At the same time, we're continuing with the experimentation.
Okay, so you did by yourself the installation,
yes.
you say, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is in English. And you have an idea of the cost of this installation, which is not finished, I think, yeah?
Right.
Because it's still...
About 1 lakh. This
1 lakh 20 so with the chiller now.
With the chiller, about 1 lakh 20. I mean, we keep spending money.
Yeah.
Because
faster than we recover. Much faster.
Again, part of it is the roof, part of it is the actual one system. Basic cost with no automation is about 15,000. 16,000 rupees. So it's not that much for the actual pipes, stand, water, pump, everything. But then the extras come when you start, you know, building your roof and buying accessories and so on.
And do you expect support from people or from Auroville? Is there anything that you would like to ask, because we are in the radio, and maybe you have some needs that I don't know, that you know, and you could help?
We thought to write a project and this and that, but then we thought it becomes more complicated because we're doing it, like we said, we're experimenting on many levels. One is we're experimenting to see what is the best way to produce, and the second thing is we're experimenting to sell the produce, see how much we can make out of it, so we have an account in financial service for it. And so the moment that people make donations or whatever, I think we'll feel less free with the system, like we'll have to do it as per whatever the thing is that we ask. So for now, it's just we prefer to invest our own money, that there's no... If one day we decide to stop, there's no problem. You know, it's completely much more relaxed.
Yeah.
The moment that you enter into these agreements and all of that, it becomes complicated. But that being said, if somebody wants to donate...
yeah, of course.
Why not?
But it's more in the spirit of the gift economy. Something like that,
yeah.
To support.
If people want to support the research, I mean, there's plenty of things to be done, and we can keep on trying new things, whatever it is, we're happy always. But it's not, let's say it's not the idea behind this. We're trying to do it with whatever we have, so we go at the pace. When we have some extra, we put it in, or I invest some from my unit because it's part of what I do, the automation, so it's a good project, etc.
Okay, so
we have a lot of support from the community. Everyone is like moral support, not economical, but everyone is being so supportive of this project. Everyone has, so many people have come to see it, so many people have congratulated us for the salads, and they pay 5 times more the price on than the market for this salad bag.
5 times more?
Yeah, 5 times more expensive, and they still buy, and they're still being so happy, and they're still being thanking us.
I think you'd like to inspire other people to do that. And do you have an idea of how to do it?
Yeah, so what we do is we go step by step. We have no big plan for the future. This is a hobby for now. And because my main job is creating automation systems, I plan on making an automated hydroponic controller, which will be one of the products that I do, which I hope to sell as a kit. And this, together with the knowledge of how to set it up or whatever, could be a way to bring it to more people in India. But in Auroville, we're ready to help anybody who's interested. I mean, to share the knowledge and help them get set up, but not do the work ourselves. So people have to be motivated and really want to do it in order for them to set it up on their roof. I'm happy to explain you exactly how to do it, share the plans.
Yeah, good.
And you can go and find the guy to make the metal work and drill the holes yourself. And it's because it's at that level. We don't have the... You know, that's what I mean. Like, if people are interested, and there are some who are, it's very nice because we like to share and we all learn together. But it's not something that I'm going to say, oh, I come and I make the system for you, and, you know.
Before to say goodbye, maybe you have something to add, Monica, to close this interview?
Mm. No. No, nothing. Just that, that this is a nice experiment. I encourage anyone who wants to try to do something like that to... We are very open to give all the knowledge we have and all the contacts and everything, so people can replicate their system, also this system, in their terrace, and yeah, we are open to do that. So if anyone has questions or want to pass by and see us, usually after 5, we are just upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much an open source concept, and we got it like that, and we want to pass it on like that.
Great. Great. So thank you, Monica. Thank you, Akash.
Thank you also.
And listen to Radio Rovina.
Yeah, mais bien sûr.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.
Au revoir. Bye.